Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to dive in to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 18th day of the month of Menachem Av. Please continue to dive in for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, which you can subscribe for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link to join and receive the daily emails is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Please keep in mind the five children that we've been davening for, in addition to the other individuals we list who are in need of a refuah shlema. Five children's names are Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Alina, Orna, Bas, Jane, Chana, Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, and Tinok, Ben, Siona, Sarah, as well as Raya, Bas, Michal, Midei, and all in need of a refuah shalema. And for whatever reason, for whatever purpose, we join this daily call, for whoever, and for whatever we're davening for, may all of our tefillot be answered, the tova, for good. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive are Vin Nitanel, Ben Son and Tiona in Iran, and our precious brothers and sisters being held in Gaza. I also want to dedicate today's call in memory of Rabbi Feigenbaum's mother, who passed away a few months ago and whose name was listed in our daily email, and we did daven for daily on this call. And may all of our Torah learning be as chutz and an aliyah for her neshama. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteem honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aryeh Feigenbaum of Congregation Or HaTorah in Dallas, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We follow by Rabbi Feigenbaum fully reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, with our chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew, then translated it into English. And then Rabbi Feigenbaum will lead us in our three daily Mishaberach, the Mishaberach for the IDF, for the Shavuyim, and Rabbi Feigenbaum will conclude with the Mishaberach Chacholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feigenbaum.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. And just wanted to say how lucky we are, you are, all of us are, for having Rabbi Herman and his dedication and pleasantness and just being the good person that he is. So thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. I am holding in my hand a flyer that we have in our shul that says, now that the 3 weeks have passed, let's focus on the next 49. Every day between now and next Tisha B'Av is an opportunity to eliminate a little more of baseless hatred. Let's not wait. Each of us knows the areas where we can shine a little brighter. We just need to go for it. God willing, with daily effort throughout the year, we won't be mourning 49 weeks from now. We'll be rejoicing in Yerushalayim. This is from the Rebuilding Project, and its logo is Keep On Building. So I want to share with you just some thoughts I had going into Tisha B'Av and coming out of Tisha B'Av. I really sat and thought about this for several hours, that there's a disconnect that we often have, that when we see factions fighting, we say it's sinas chinam, baseless hatred. We see a split in a chassidus, sinas chinam, baseless hatred. We see two other people fighting, sinas chinam, baseless hatred, inside of families, etc. But all of a sudden, when I'm in a fight with somebody, that's different. It's not sinas chinam anymore. It's different. And I said, where's the disconnect? Where's the disconnect? So first, we have to define sinas chinam. And the definition of sinas chinam, without going into it, I could go into this in much more detail, without going into much, sinas chinam is any time that, from a halachic perspective, I don't have a right to hate you, then that's called sinas chinam, baseless hatred. So that would include someone who worships idols, causes others to worship idols, etc. But if I've insulted you, if I've damaged you, if I financially hurt you, I stole from you, so you have every right to have claims against me. You could take me to Beit Din. but you're not allowed to hate me. So why is there, again, this disconnect? So I worked on this. I found the Shari Hazmanim, the Mashkech in Panovich. He asks the following. He asks the following question. He said, "Why is it that the Gemara says that the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed? We knew the reasons, and we knew how long it was going to take to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. We knew that it was because of Avodah Zarah, Gila Raya, Shvichas Damim, because of idolatry, adultery, and murder, and we knew it was only 70 years. Second Beis Hamikdash, second temple, we did not know what the cause was." And therefore, we do not know how long the exile is going to be. So, there's a very simple question. What do you mean we don't know? We just said it's because of Sinas Chino, it's baseless hatred. So what does it mean that we don't know? So he explains, based on the Gemara in Yuma, he explains that, what does it mean that we don't know? It wasn't revealed. It doesn't mean that we don't know what the cause is. You ask any believing Jew why we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to tell you it's because of Sinas Chinam, because of baseless hatred. We know that, and unfortunately, we see that we still have, unfortunately, so much of it still exists. That being the case, then what's not revealed? So he writes, what's not revealed is that we don't see it in ourselves. We don't realize that as a nation, we have been infected by the disease called Sinas Chinam. We don't realize we have this infection. And because we don't realize we have this infection, we don't realize how it shades our vision. That everything that we look at through the vision of that I still have this disease called Sinas Chinam. So now, if I know that, this is the hard part. This is the hard part. If I know that, what do I do about it? And I would say on a very personal level, I thought about this, and I said, you know what? There's an individual who I avoid who wronged me. Who wronged me? But he didn't wrong me in a way now that it's okay for me not to speak to him. He didn't wrong me in a way where it's okay for me not to talk to him. He hurt me. Legitimately hurt me. But with that, I'm not allowed to hate him, and I'm not allowed to have these ill feelings towards him. So I actually reached out to him, and the Sunday before Tisha B'Av, we sat down and we spoke. And did it change everything? Do I feel like he's made up to me the wrong that he did? The answer is no, I don't. But it was a step. It was one step, and all we can do is one step at a time. Right. I want to add, I got a lot of feedback after I spoke, and it was much broader. I'm consolidating it now. I got a lot of feedback after I spoke, and I want to say, just from the feedback, don't go to your most extreme case. Don't go to the person that you got into a fight with 30 years ago and you haven't spoken to in 30 years. Don't start there. Right? Start with the person you got into a fight with last week, and it's not such a big deal, and you're upset. But you know that you could get over it. And reach out to that person. Even if you're not wrong. Even if you aren't wrong. Even if you have legitimate claims against them, which is often the case. We can take a step and we know how badly we're in need of schusim. We're in need of merit with everything going on in the world, the tilm that we're about to say, with the war that's still ongoing, and who knows what could happen in the north. With the hostages, with all the cholim, all the sickness that we have among our people, every schus matters. And who knows what that one schus, what your one conversation, what that can do, and what brick number that is to the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash speedily in our day. We will start with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natsiach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'Yamtzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrcha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Volaschi Yedash Nesela Yitem Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chol Atzascha Yimalei Nirana B'Shuasecha V'Shem Eloheinu Nigol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata yadati ki yashir adonai mishicho, yaninu shmei kodsho, bigvuros yesho yaminu. Eva varecha velu vasusim, vanachnu b'shem adonai lehem nazkir, hema karo v'nafalo, vanachnu kam v'nis oidod, adonai yoshi ha-melech yaninu v'yom kareinu. Perek Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmar le-David, adonai roi lo-echzor, v'nos deshi arbitzein ha-mei menuchos yin-aleni. Navshi yishoviv yan-cheni v'magle tzedek l'man shimo, gam ki elech v'geit salmoves lo-ira ro ki atoy madi. Shivtecha mishantecha hema yinachamuni. Tarech l'fanai shulchan neged sayroi, nishanto v'ashem en roishi koisi revoyoi, achtov v'chesed yidufuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti v'es adonai l'erech yamim. Kufchav Aleph 121. Shilam Alois, Esayinai el ha'arim e'ayin yavo Ezri, Ezri mi'im adonai yosei shamayim v'aretz, al yitein lamoy raglecha yanum shem recha, Hinei lo yanum velo yishan shemer Yisrael, Adonai shem recha, Adonai tzulcha yad yaminecha, Yoimam ha'shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecha, Adonai yishmar teis chavayecha, mi'atav yad elam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha'malai, Smimama ki'im kerasicha Adonai, Adonai shima v'kaili, tiyanach nechat hashuvais l'kail tachanunai, ima v'inai stishmar ya Adonai mi'a amoid, kimcha slicha l'man tivarei, kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi v'libarai acholti, nafshi l'Adonai misham l'abayker, shoymrim l'abayker, yachel Yisrael l'Adonai, kim Adonai ha-chesed v'arbeim ol'fudus, l'hu yivtes Yisrael mikol amonai sov. Kufman Beis 142. Maskila David, Bi Saiva Miarasafila, Kurli Aladina Yazak, Kurli Aladina Yaschanan, Eshvoch Lavanav Sichi, Sarasi Lavanavagid, Bisate, Valai Ruchi, Viatayadad and Sivasi, Varazu Alech Tam Nufakli, Abeit Yaminure, Vainly Makira Babman, I three many in the Rishlinavshi, Zarti Elechwadina, Yamartiata Maxi, Helki Berta Chaim. Hakshiva rinasi ki daloi simoid, ati lein roi tfai ki amsu mimeni, hotziya mimasker namshi odos eshemecha, biyachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol aloi. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanusunim b'tzara v'shivya, haomdim bein bayam ubein bayabasha, hamachum yurachim aleihem v'yotzeihem b'tzar l'rabacha, miyafe loira mishibu l'gula, hashtov agala v'zman kariv, namar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or on land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, let us say Amen. Mishuberach for Tzahal. Mishuberach Avoseinu Avren Zuch V'Yakov, V'yivarech Eschayelei Tzvagan Al Yisrael Amdim, Banshei Kochos Abitachon Amdim, Al Mishmar Atzeinu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul Alavanon V'Abidvar Mitzrayim, Min Hayam HaGadol Adlevar Ava, B'chol Makom Shein Bayabasha B'Avir Vayam, Yitein Adonai Ezoiveinu, Hakamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifneihem, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Eschayeleinu Mikol Tzar V'Tzuk Mikol Nega Machala, Yishlach Ruach V'Hatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem, Yad V'Sanein Etachtiyam V'Yatzrim V'Kesser Yishua V'Teres Nitzachon, V'Kiram V'Ma Kasuv, Ki Adonai Eloheinu Aleichem Achim Lachim Lachim Oveichem, Loshi Aschem V'Neimar Amein. Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for those held in captivity. Mishaberach Avosein Avon of Yisrael Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron Davri Shlomo Hu Yivarech Yishmar Bin Zores Nedre Tzva Ganal Yisrael Ushvuya Bet Kol Achena Nusun Betzar Veshivya Baboshe Kol Akal Akadosh Azeh Mispal Baburam Kadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachim Aleihem Biyotzeim Michoshech Vetzalma Ves Nosorseim Yinatek Mitzukoseim Yoshiim Yishiveim Meher Lechek Mishchoseim Yodu Adonai Chastov Niflos Tovim Nei Adam וקיים במקרא שכסוף, ודוי אדוני ישובון, ובעל ציון ברינה, ושמחה צולם על ראשם, ששו ושמחה ישיגו, ונעשו ילון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. משברך פרחולם, prayer for the sick. משברך אבוסינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה, ענד, עבוד ושלמה, יברך וירפס החולים. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim, Aleihem, Lachlivam, Larpos, Lachzikam, Lachiyosam, Yishlach Lahem, Eir, Refuah Shalema, Min HaShemayim, L'chol Eivereim, L'chol Gideim, B'soch Shor, Chol Yisrael, Refuah Sanefesh, Refuah Saguf, Hashtav Agala, Yizman Kariv, and Amar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Feigenbaum, for joining us and for your kind words. It's really very, very thoughtful and insightful to Bar Torah. We look forward to having you back on, please God, Emir Tashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbat.